Alkidas. He's given two questions. I'll answer the second one first. Some devotees only drink milk from protected cows, and should I do the same? I tend to drink a cup of milk in the evening because this is what Prabhupada said was needed to develop the brain, specifically the brain tissues, which are helpful for spiritual understanding, Srila Prabhupada said. I'm being told the milk the Kamis give. Whoops, Indian English made it all the way to America. He's in America. And looks like the effect of India, so many Indians in ISKCON in America, that the Indian English is exported to the Americans also. The milk the Kamis give is full of poison and you don't receive the benefit. Others are saying, what can be done? We have to drink milk anyway. What is the correct stance on this issue? About drinking milk from Walmart, you haven't heard of it yet. It's coming. It's all over America. It's already come to India? Yeah. Walmart and 7-Eleven, these are all over America, the way you buy milk from cows which are raised for giving milk and for slaughter. Horribly tortured. And then when they don't give enough milk, they're slaughtered. They're tortured throughout their lives. They're not allowed to, they don't graze in the fields. They've never seen a field in their life. It's really criminal what they're doing to the cows. That milk, anyway, it's what I believe is called now A1 milk, which is not very digestible for humans. And yeah, it's full of poison in various ways. The cows are injected with so many hormones and they're fed with all chemical foods. Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples, he would have them take this milk anyway. I'm not sure if he was informed about all the poison that's in it. The real thing that our movement should have done in the we're celebrating 50 years of ISKCON, but we really didn't get our cow protection together, and Prabhupada says there's no human society without cow protection. It is possible. Many devotees in America get milk sent to them from the Gita Nagari farm, so it's possible to do that. I don't know how much is possible for Kalki Prabhu, who's often out traveling on Sankirtan, doing book distribution in America. Here in India, in many places, there are goshalas. How do you translate that in English? Cow protection shelters, where the cows are kept and they're protected cows. They're not going to be killed, and you can get milk from them in many, many places in India. And even when I go to some places in the Gulf countries, where there's actually a goshala in Dubai, believe it or not. All air conditioned and everything. So I get milk there. But in Kuwait, you get the Partameda milk, dried milk. So that's the facility. You could maybe, Kalki Prabhu, if you could get from India powdered milk from protected cows, from one goshala, it's a go complex. It's not shala, you get the idea of a shed or something, but there's a huge, how many, they have 3 lakh cows or something? How many cows? Some huge number of cows in Rajasthan. We should all go there one time, actually. 1,20,000. Have you been there?
I heard.
Yeah, we've all heard, but who's been there? We should all go there sometime. Offer obeisance to the Swami who's developed this. It's worth going there just to do that. Really, that's a great thing he's done. He's probably a Mayavadi, but doing better than we're doing. in cow protection. So there's a solution for you. Another thing you could do is encourage people, devotees or people who are interested to be devotees, to join our farms in America and develop these cow protection programs. Gita Nagari is there. Two disciples, husband and wife, couple in America, they're just in the process of joining that farm near New Orleans, which I can't remember the name just now. New Taliban, that's it, yeah. That's Nitya Gora. Does anyone know him, Nitya Gora? He was in India years ago. He stayed for more than a year. He recently got married, so he's moving there. And then there's New Vrindavan is very famous. I don't know how much they're doing cow protection. I'm sure they're doing something. Murari Sevak in Tennessee. So they're off. Encourage. Take devotees there. Show them. Let them see. It's possible to protect cows. There must be more. I guess in Alachua they have some protected cows also. I hope so. Here and there. There are such things. Abhiram Prabhu in New York City wants to develop. He's very serious about developing such a project. So let's encourage the devotees in the West to get behind it. Cow protection. Drink milk. Throw the vegans out. He asked, what is the correct stance on this issue? Well, I'm giving my understanding. I'm loath to say it's the correct stance because I wouldn't say that someone's necessarily wrong in all respects if they take milk from Walmart. Now that leads us into the next comment.